Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 this morning. We're going to read verses 8 through 14 this morning. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. I'll read aloud as you read along silently. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Please stand to your feet as you're finding your place in honor of the Word of God as we read the Word of God together. If you're unable, of course, stay seated, but if you are able, please stand to honor the Word of God this morning. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let's pray together, Father. We ask you this morning to bless. I pray that you would work in our hearts and our lives. Help us to be better Christians for being here today. Now, Lord, we pray that you'd work with our pastor, anointing with this task ahead, empowering, filling with thy Holy Spirit. And, Father, as has been prayed already this morning, if there's somebody in this room or even on the internet that does not know Jesus, the Savior, we pray they'd trust him today. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, you know the statement that the angels made, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, right? Nope, that's not what they said. They said, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. There's no peace on earth. Have you been shopping? Goodwill toward men. We were leaving Costco on Friday, getting to the bottleneck of traffic. And I pulled out trying to get out of the way. And this lady totally misinterpreted what I was doing. And behind me, I could look in my rearview mirror, and she absolutely lost it. And I could read her lips. And it wasn't on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And she just lost it. And I mean, we were waiting to pull out, and we get out of the driveway. She was behind. She was still going. Pulled up to the light, and she was still going. And she pulled up next to me, and she was still going. She absolutely was not wishing me goodwill toward men. And there was no peace on her earth. Of course, the fact that I waved and smiled at her didn't help a whole lot. But anyway, you got to love it when people lose it. I mean, you just do. Somebody called me in the office one day, and I answered the phone. That was a mistake. It wasn't a church member. It was somebody who called to complain about something. And I said, hello, this is Pastor Johnson. Are you that no good blanky the blank preacher over there? Sends people by my house, you blanky, blank, blanky, blank, blank, blank. I said, yes. He said, well, God, what do you people think you're doing? Blankety, 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 blankety. And I said, thank you. And I hung up the phone. And I thought, you know, I just don't think he got it off his chest. So I picked it up and I dialed it back. He asked, well, hello? I go, hi, I'm that pastor over there. She asked, but you mean you're calling me back? And he just lost it. He went on and on and on and on and on and on. And I said, okay, thank you. Hung up the phone. I thought, I don't think he got it off his chest yet. So let me call him back one more time. So I go, the third time, he was so mad he couldn't even talk. It was that bad. It was just. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That's not what it says. It says, look at verse 14. It says, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. The year 2017 is about to come to a conclusion. There have been no less than 70 wars and conflicts that went on this year. 70. Millions have lost their lives. Millions, either by war or starvation or just people being executed. Some of these wars that are going on this year have been going on since 1948. And they've continued. It's a misnomer. It's a misinterpretation when people say Jesus came to bring peace on earth. No, the Bible said, the angelic host said, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I wish I could say to you, and by the way, Jesus will come and bring peace one day. And he'll bring peace on this earth. And he'll do it in the most kind and compassionate fashion you could possibly imagine. He will come, start a war, win it, and when it's over, he's the boss. So you anti-nuke pacifists better get a grip on that one, okay? He comes back. He establishes his rule and reign on this earth by his authority and by implementing the word of God as the final authority for the entire earth. And guess what it does? It brings peace. But that's not what this is. His birth was not about Jesus bringing peace to this earth. Because it hasn't been peace. Hasn't been peace on this earth in 2,000 years. There's not, look at me, there has not been 1 year passed in the last 2,000 years where there was peace all across this earth. Not 1 year. So Pastor Johnson, so what's the claim here? What's the promise? The promise is a promise and a premise. And let me explain to you what that means. In other words, there can be peace on your earth where you are. He came to bring peace to you. And on earth, peace. Possibility. Premise. Promise. So if we take it out of the world conflict for a moment, look here. Take it out of the world conflict. And this morning we talk about this. Regardless of whether or not worlds get along with each other, empires get along with each other, peoples get along with each other, irrespective of that, can I ask you a question this morning and just answer it quietly to yourself? Is there peace in your heart? You're on this earth, so you see he is applying it not only collectively, but he is applying that statement individually. The one who was born in Bethlehem's manger came to bring on earth peace. It doesn't mean the earth would have peace. It would mean while we walk this globe, while we live on this planet, he came to bring peace to us. Yeah, but Pastor Johnson, if you knew what my week was like, we mean like that lady in the car. Like people in their hustle and bustle in the holiday seasons. Aside and separate of that, how about this? How about just what kind of a struggle or battle you're going through in your own personal life? Now listen carefully. Jesus did not promise to come and make all your problems go away. He promised to come and bring peace to you while you walk this earth, whether you walk a valley, whether you walk a battlefield, whether you walk a trouble or a difficulty or a struggle. Wherever you are on this planet, Jesus came to bring on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So if I asked you this morning, is there peace in your heart, in your life? Peace means a settled contentment that everything's going to be okay, even when it doesn't look like it, but still a settled contentment that everything's going to be all right. Please understand something. God is in the business of helping people resolve their conflicts, but quite frankly, he's more interested in what goes on in your heart and that everything will be okay here. And people look at me, and if everything's okay here, then wherever I go on this earth, I have peace. That means if I leave today, I leave church today, I get home, there's a phone call, troublesome news, I still have peace. That means tomorrow, my Monday begins, and I go to work and they give me a pink slip, I still have peace. I get a call from the doctor about a report or a test, and it's not good news. but I still have peace. You have a conflict in your home, your marriage, or your family, but you still have peace. On earth, peace. Wherever you would go, however your life would take you, wherever you would be, no matter what it is, where it is, what it's like, where it comes from, you would still have peace. On earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. How can we know this kind of peace that's promised us? Well, first of all, you have to get the direction of peace correct. Notice the shepherds. They're in the fields at nighttime, watching their flocks. Just look at it. Just going about life. And suddenly, an angel appears to them. Angels come from God. They come from heaven. And with that angel, after his announcement, comes an angelic host. And they get together and they make the announcement, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. So what does that tell me? That tells me if I want peace on this earth in my life, while I'm on this earth having peace in my life, I need to get my direction for that peace right. See, look here now. We want peace this way. We want peace resolved with all of our relationships and people and stuff. How many of you got family coming for Christmas time? You have family coming for Christmas time, or you're going to family for Christmas time? Good luck. Oh, no, wait, no, I'm sorry. Can you have peace with your family? Do you know a family? Now look at me. Don't call any names. Do you know a family that has complete peace in that family? Everybody gets along with everybody. Nope. I don't mean all out war and all that, but I'm just saying, I don't care how good it goes and how smooth it is, there's at least that one relative. You know who I'm talking about? That one who, as soon as they walk in the room, peace leaves. That's it. There's this whole article, I think it was in the New York Times or Washington Post, one or the other, about how to talk about politics with your family during Christmas. I can tell you how to talk about politics with your family during Christmas. Don't. It's that simple. Forget it. My people, my grandmother and all her people were, and I don't get upset with the party thing, just calm down. We're all Democrats. Staunch Democrats. Dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. Some of the family converted and became Republicans. And you should have seen some of our Christmases. First of all, it was understood when we got together, nobody talks about politics. This is way back now, back when Pat Brown was the governor. How many remember Pat Brown as the governor of California? Pat Brown was the governor. And the next election, Ronald Reagan was running for governor of California. My family that were Republicans were for Reagan. The family that were Democrats were for Pat Brown. My relative that was for Reagan had a big old Imperial four-door. He's a very wealthy man. Four-door Imperial. Somebody went out at night and put over his Reagan sticker on his bumper, put a Pat Brown for governor sticker. And my aunt, his wife, was out there at 6 o'clock in the morning in her mink coat with a butter knife scraping that thing off the bumper. It was a quiet lunch that day. No one talked about peace on earth. Peace. Uh-oh. Because here, look at me. You really think if everybody got along with each other on this earth, you'd have peace? Seriously? Because you're not looking the right direction. The angels came from God and brought the message that there would be on this earth, there would be peace. And we'll get into who that is and what that is in a moment. But wait a minute. Your direction. If you're not looking to God for the peace in your heart and life that you need, you're not going to find it. If you do, it will be very temporary. Jesus said this. Now, I won't have you turn the scripture this morning, but listen. Jesus said this in John 14 and 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus said, I've come to leave my peace with you. He said, now the world will give you some, but there's a difference between his and theirs. There's a difference between the peace that comes from God that he'll give you and the peace that the world will afford you that they'll let you have, and then when they want, they'll take it away from you. God's peace, he said, my peace, Jesus said, the kind of peace that helped him to leave heaven and come to this earth and flee to the crimson womb of Mary and be born of a virgin and walk 33 homesick years away from his heavenly Father and heaven and then go to a cross and be crucified, die, rise from the grave. That peace, he said, I'm going to leave that peace with you. But it came from there to us. You see, to have on earth peace, goodwill toward men, you need to get the direction right. Where are you going to get this peace? Where are you looking for it? What are you hoping for? What are you trying to find? When your life, you say, boy, I'll tell you what, if my family and I, if we could just get along, if we could just resolve our conflicts, this would be just a wonderful Christmas, and it would be a good Christmas. But what happens after Christmas Day? What happens if you have peace at work? What happens if you have peace with your neighbors? What happens if you have peace in your life and everything that brings peace to you comes in the horizontal plane instead of the vertical plane? God sends peace to us. Are you looking to Him for that peace in your heart and life? Are you looking to God for peace in your marriage, in your family? Are you looking for God? See, that's where real peace comes from. That's why man can't have it on this earth. That's why he can't. It will never work out. You understand, people in this world today, there are cultural things, there are race things that are ingrained in people. They just hate each other and they don't even know why anymore. The old Andy Griffith episode where the two feuding families were shooting at each other. And the sheriff gets involved and said, well, what are you feuding about? Because he's a McCoy. Well, why are you shooting at him? Because he's a McCoy. What'd he do to you? Because he's a McCoy. They didn't even know what they were fussing about anymore. There are people today that hate each other and don't even know why they hate each other. They just hate each other because somebody told them to hate each other. They can't get along with each other. And whatever man settles to have peace, it just doesn't last. But when God, my friend, when you go to the God of heaven, the God of all peace, you got to get your direction right. You got to stop looking this way and start looking this way. You got to stop looking here and start looking here. You got to stop looking around you and start looking up and trust that God's direction, the direction of peace, comes from the God of heaven. These angels came and they delivered the message on earth: peace, goodwill toward men. We can know the promise of peace also if we get the source of peace right. The message was delivered to these shepherds. Now look at me. And we have it recorded in our Bibles. You do understand this morning that message delivered by the angels in Luke chapter 2, that's recorded in your Bible, was already written and recorded for us in heaven. And all they were doing was simply repeating the message from God's word there for us here, for those men here, those people here, and then recorded for us now, so we read it here. But you get the point? The source for the peace came from this. Oh, I just read my Bible and it gives me peace. I was talking to my class this morning about, about things in life. How, for instance, shouldn't it be that if you own a $700 treadmill that you lose weight? Shouldn't it? If you spend $750 on a treadmill, shouldn't you just walk by it and lose a pound? I mean, if it's in your house and you spent good money on it, you own a treadmill, right? So we should just lose weight because we own one. Isn't that right? I mean, that makes sense to me. Doesn't that make sense to you? Shouldn't you be able to get your money back after you've had a treadmill for 6 months and lost no weight whatsoever? Regardless of whether you get on it or not, doesn't make any difference. You own a treadmill, so you should lose weight because you own a treadmill. Hey, you got a membership to a gymnasium, right? You get the little tag that you show them when you walk in there. That should be 5 pounds right there. Just pull it out and look at it and go, yeah, there's 5 pounds. Shouldn't that work? I mean, you don't have to actually go there. You're paying your membership fee. So you should just lose. You say, Pastor Johnson, you're being ridiculous. If you want to lose weight, you have to get on a treadmill. If you want to lose weight, you have to go to a gymnasium. If you want something to get fixed, you got to pick up the tools in the garage and use them. Yeah, I understand that. And if you want peace, you just own a Bible and you have peace. Oh, hey, you just read it. That's all you got to do is just read it. The message, ladies and gentlemen, the message of on earth peace came from angels who got the message from God. He brought it to us. It's recorded in His word. In other words, the source of peace is this: your relationship with that book. What you, listen to me, what you know about it, what you live from it. and how much you trust it. Have you ever noticed that Romans 8:28 gives you no comfort whatsoever unless you trust Romans 8:28? And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Quote Scripture till the cows come home and it won't do you any good. Trust a verse. You know, sometimes all it takes is one verse to get you. Just one verse to help you out. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Great verse to quote. Better verse to trust. You know what? You can. With Jesus Christ's help, you can do whatever it is He wants you to do. And sometimes we have to sort of tell ourselves, remind ourselves that yes, I can. Yes, I can. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, what a great promise. To come and take His yoke upon us, for He is meek and lowly, and His burden is light. Oh, what a great promise. What a better promise to say, you know, dear Lord, I'm sick and tired of Mike Johnson running Mike Johnson's life. I'm going to come to You now. I trust You with my life, and I put myself in Your hands, Heavenly Father, and You do more than quote Matthew 11. You claim it, and you live by it. You know what it produces? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. You allow the Holy Spirit of God use that book as you apply it. The byproduct is peace. That's right. Peace while you're waiting on the news. Peace while you're waiting on the phone call. Peace while you're going to work. Peace in your heart because you not only have a Bible friend, you love that book and you live in that book and it controls your life and you trust it. And guess what happened? The byproduct of what you seek is not, you don't seek peace. You just seek to be obedient and trust the Lord. The byproduct is He throws peace in on the side. And nobody in the world do that one for you. Nobody. Only God can do that. So we get the direction for peace right. We're going to start looking to God now. And now we're going to get the source right. So we're going to go to the Word of God and find out where and when and how I need to apply this book to my life and what I need to do. And the promise of peace in the way midnight hours when you're troubled, so troubled about the circumstances and situations of your life, that book brings peace. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. In your Bibles, you'll notice they didn't just declare that there would be peace on earth. God sent the person of peace. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Please understand that statement, Christ the Lord. Christ is the Anointed One. Lord is Jehovah. Those angels were announcing that little one who's born over here, that's not a baby. That's Christ, the Anointed One. To the Jews, Messiah. The Anointed One. And he said, and to anybody else, Jehovah, God with us. And it says in verse number 12, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Then the angels announced on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And the person of peace is Jesus Christ. But now wait a minute. You mean just the fact that He was born? No. The fact that He is your Savior, your Christ, and your Lord. Savior first, please. Christ next, then Lord. We got people trying to make Jesus Lord of their life and they don't even know Him as their Savior. You can't do that. You can act like it, but you can't do that. You can create that, but you can't do that. You have to come to Jesus as Savior first. That means the one who gives you salvation. That means you personally accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Savior. Then Christ means the Anointed One. Now, we don't need a Messiah because we're not Jews, but I'll tell you something. We do need this. We need the Promised One. We need the one who is anointed in our lives for our lives. And Lord, oh yes, that means He's the boss. He's the one who's in control. He is God with me and He is the authority of my life. Guess what happens? That means the person of peace. It means Jesus Christ. You get saved, He comes to live in your heart. You live for Him, He becomes your Christ. You live by His authority, He becomes the Lord of your life. And guess what happens then? You have peace. You know why? Because Jesus is in control of the situation. Now we say that, but look at me. Do you ever say that? Boy, the Lord is in control when you have a flat tire. Do you? Are you one of those spiritual idiots who do, I mean, people who do that when you have a flat tire? You put the keys in the ignition and go, and you bow your head and say, Jesus is Lord. I thank God that I have a flat tire, a dead battery, and I can't get to work. This is good. The Lord knows what he's doing. The Lord is in. But wait a minute. But he is still in control, you know. Hey, look at me. If I'm in the will of God, living for the word of God, by the word of God, for the Son of God, he is in control. Yeah, well, then I shouldn't have any problems. You're living in a fantasy world. You don't even need to play fantasy football. You're already on the field. You're there. Seriously. No. See? There are things about my life and my living I don't understand or fully come to accept at times. But I found something out. See, the person of peace, Jesus Christ in me, is God the Son and the Son of God, and he knows what he's doing. All I have to do is have confidence that not only is his word true and right, the Son of God is my Savior, and he wouldn't lead me somewhere I should not go or do something I should not do. And you know something, ladies and gentlemen? He won't lead me into something that's not part of what his plan for my life is. And guess what? That brings me great peace. My wife and I were in another city here the other day, and we had rented a car, and I was preaching down there somewhere, and we were driving somewhere, and I thought I had figured out where I was going. Real men don't need directions. We have this innate compass in us. I said, real men don't need directions. Wake up, fellas. Come on now. I need you right here with me. We have this innate sense that we know where we are and we know where we're going. And we were driving in a city. We'd been in that city a few times. I remember what it was now, where a city was. I'd been in that city a few times. I kind of had it figured out. And I'm driving along. My wife said, you know, I'm glad you know where you're going. And then I promptly got us lost. And we had to dial in the GPS, which has a feminine voice. Don't get all Hillary on me now, just calm down. Had a feminine voice, and then we found out where we were supposed to go. Because I didn't have it figured out. When are you going to stop trying to figure it out on your own? And settle that thing about Savior, Christ, and Lord in your life. Then the person of peace is here. And he knows what he's doing, and he knows where I'm going. He knoweth the way that I take, Job said. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. One last thing about this promise and premise of on earth peace is the action of peace. The shepherds were at first afraid. Then look at verse 15 and 17. They were told, he's in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Notice no address. No address. Didn't say which manger. Bethlehem, even to this day, is not a huge city. But I guarantee there's more than one feeding trough in one stable in Bethlehem, especially in that day. And the angels did not say, well, you go three blocks this way, turn by a big oak tree, right next to McDonald's, there it is. That's not the address. There's no number. There's no street address. They didn't tell them where it was. They just said, you're going to find this baby lying in wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And when they heard that, they said, we got to go find out what this is. We got to go see him. The action of peace is you still continue to seek the Lord Jesus Christ in your day-to-day lives. Good news, you don't need his address. He's there. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's a friend who always knows and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. The action of peace is you seek the Savior on this thing. Hey, listen to me. You get after the Lord about it. I don't mean you gripe at him, you complain. I mean you get after the Lord about it. You seek him. And then once they found him, guess what they did? They just went about their merry way. No, the Bible says then they began to tell everybody, we found him, we found him, we found him. You know, there's some great peace in telling others about Jesus. That lady at Costco, I wanted to pull over and hand her a candy cane track, but I was afraid she was going to shoot me. Nothing. There's great peace. Hey, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You know what's amazing about telling others about Christ is Jesus said, when you go and take, listen, you go and take the gospel to others, he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, end of this world. And on earth, peace. Let's stand our feet, please, this morning.